the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has shed light on the latest violence that broke out in Amaoti. Police say over 2,000 community members, some carrying weapons, took to the streets yesterday over the high level of crime in the area north of Durban. Answering questions from reporters at a meeting with business leaders in Umhlanga today, Mkhwanazi said the residents were up in arms after three people were shot and killed in their home on Saturday. A community meeting was then called at a local stadium.
Because of the high level of unemployment, a lot of kids not even going to school anyway, they mobilized and they went to the stadium. So it was a chaos. A lot of people in the stadium, a lot of people on the street, the police was there. But while that gathering was happening, everyone had gunshots on the road. Two people are shot. In that chaos, the shooter also disappeared in that chaos. The police, even if they saw who might be the shooter, they cannot engage the shooter because there's too many friendly people in the mix.
Mkhwanazi says the community initially thought the assailants responsible for the weekend murders had returned.
Then they realized that actually the people that were shot might have been shot by some of them as community members, as a revenge on what happened on Saturday. So it is the community that first is infested by crime in the area. The population size in that area is too much. A level of unemployment is that high. The whole area is got a lot of problems that you need to solve.
He says some private companies have already come on board, with one donating a satellite police station to alleviate the pressure on Inanda SAPS. He says surveillance is also being ramped up.
We are trying our level best to make sure that there's better policing. And talking to you, we have employed a company to help us install cameras that are going to help us to monitor in places where ordinarily we are not able to see when we patrol in that area. The whole Inanda policing area, Nduzuma as well as Guamash. We've engaged with municipality to help us with these high mast lights so that we can lit up the place and then we can deploy our drones.
On Gauteng's East Rand, the death toll from this morning's bus crash in Kempton Park has climbed to 16. The Ekurhuleni municipal bus had been carrying passengers from Katlehong when the accident happened on the R21 near OR Tambo International Airport. 12 people died on the scene and more than 40 were hurt. The Road Traffic Management Corporation says 4 succumbed to their injuries in hospital. Yesterday, also on the East Rand, 4 school children were killed when the vehicle transporting them to school collided with a bakkie near Daveyton. And talks between the US and Ukraine over a potential Russia peace deal are underway in Saudi Arabia. Washington's top diplomat Marco Rubio is leading the negotiations with President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. Officials say Ukraine will propose a limited ceasefire, while the Kremlin's previously said it wants to keep territory. The meeting comes hours after what could be Ukraine's biggest drone attack since the start of the conflict. Moscow says more than 300 were shot dead and three people have been killed. The top story, the KZN police chief has shed light on the violence that broke out in Amaoti yesterday, saying it was a clear indication the area has many problems, including unemployment, that need to be urgently solved. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Keshav Maharaj is back for the Hollywood Bets Dolphins playoff with the Titans tomorrow. Jim Ratcliffe says that Man United's new stadium will be the Eiffel Tower of the North. And Carlos Alcaraz still on course for a fourth consecutive Indian Wells title.